Regular COW meeting, committee of the whole, to order on May 1st, 2018 at 6 p.m. First order of business is roll call. Can we have roll call, please?
Councilperson Lindblom.
Present.
Allen.
Here.
Trelawski.
Here.
Kulagraf.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
Thank you. Council members, can I have a motion to excuse Mary Brenner tonight?
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to excuse Councilperson Mary Brenner Miller from the committee of the whole meeting of Tuesday, May 1st, 2008.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any questions or comments, council members? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Linville.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Trelawski.
Yes.
Kulagraf.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Thank you, council members. The next item on the agenda is persons having business before council. At this time, we give an opportunity of any resident that would like to come forward and share their concerns or have comments to the microphone. Just please give your name and address. Please give your name and address, sir.
Hopefully you hear me, because I had some throat operation. But anyway, my name is David Basso, and I live on Delwood, 18817 by TJ Park. And I've been here 8 years, and my concern is there's been a lot of rumors and a lot of this and that. Now, that industrial parkway that we have, my concern is, and I'm going to address the whole committee here and the mayor, I'd like, because you're supposed to work for our city, what are we going to do anything to that park that's going to hinder the people that live next to it? Dust, smell, any type of noise? Are we going to allow something back there and just forget about the people that live close to it? That's what I want to know. And I figure I should come right to the source and find out. And it's going to address all of us, so I know. And that's my concern. I know the community is going through a lot of troubled times, and we'll get through them, but you just got to hang in there. But I hate to see this city go to the point that they're just let the manufacturers and the companies go in there with anything they want, and the people that live by it, they get sacrificed. Myself, I just go. And that's all I have for a question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you. Council, you would like for me to answer him now or just wait and answer on the council comments?
I say answer now. I mean,
sir, we had some residents come and share their concerns and questions about approximately 7 acres that we sold to Cajun Trucking, which is a Carr Brothers subsidiary. And they haven't presented a development plan. They haven't presented anything. The buffer zone in that area was 400 foot. They're over 1,000 foot away. So it is not impacting. I know that there's concerns about dust and rock crushing. It is a rock crushing process of concrete. Just to give you a related incident that's already happening, Iopolo Concrete, which is on Crick Road, it's on Crick Road, but it's on the Bedford side by Ferro Chemical. They rock crush, and they are approximately 900 feet from Shaner Drive, I believe it is. We did have a meeting. We met with three representatives of Carmen and Allen Drive, Mr. Ed Fox, Mr. Swede, and Mr.
John Webb.
And we did go over these concerns, and we will have no problem inviting you to our planning commission when they do present a plan so you can have input or you can understand. Because we want to make sure everybody's aware of everything that's being offered. And this is to bring in another 25 employees and to expand our economic development. That's what this goal was.
That cement company is small. I come back and I look at everything back there. And I come down Northfield, I don't want to hear that from mom. God, that's a nice one. I worked at LTV, I worked at this team for 3 years. LTV bought it. I mean, LTV and then it's Mattel Steel. You drive down here and see how they made the place real nice. They can do the same thing on Northfield. They do not have to come and jeopardize the residents that's lived there for many years. I've been there 8 years. If I have to leave, I'll leave, but I'm getting tired of the country that I live in. Let money take hold of everything. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. We'll invite you to the Planning Commission. If you provide us with the details to get a hold of you, we'll invite you. So you can have input, okay? Any other residents? Please come forward and state your name, please.
George Main, 7109 Allen Drive. I want to thank Council and Mr. Mayor for allowing me this opportunity to speak. The other day, I received this sheet of paper on my mailbox. I thought it was quite amazing. Only for the simple fact that I thought that it contained more information in it than the entire collection of journals. One sheet of paper equals all of that. I think that's something to think about. Thank you very much.
Any other comments? Please state your name, sir.
Chuck Victor, 18750 Egbert Road. With this Cajun trucking deal, do we have anything in writing about that they're going to provide 25 extra jobs there?
Yes, sir.
At that site?
Yes, sir.
Can we pick up a copy of that?
We can give you a copy of the purchase agreement, yes, sir.
Well, does that state that they're going to put 25 extra jobs right there?
Yes, sir. It's called a development agreement.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Josephine.
Please come forward and state your name.
Hi, Josephine Wardle, 17850 Egbert Road. At the last meeting, you told me to drive down the industrial area. Well, I get a little lost, so I had somebody drive me down there. Now, Kirk Road is the road that you're going to pave and assess all the small businesses. And evidently, now what road is it that we're going to assess? Because I get confused on that part. So we're going to assess all the business, $1,800 to improve what road?
Only a short section. It's called West Creek Road. When you come around off of Route 8, if you drive straight forward, there's a small, it's all gravel, it's all got big potholes in it, it's that area. It is not all of Creek Road. There's West Creek Road and there's Standard Creek Road.
Okay, well, the only thing being is in order to afford to do that, you say we have to get a bond, go for a bond or a loan or a grant to pay for it?
We will assess all the businesses and then we'll upfront a bond. The council will give permission and we'll rebuild the road and then they'll pay it back over 20 years.
Now, I drove down it and I didn't think it was that bad considering the fact that we have roads in Walton Hills like Rochelle, that is when I walked it once to hang flyers. It's kind of dangerous. I mean, what about concentrating on the residential and getting these grants to do that? And if we're only limited to how many grants we can get and do some of our residential roads. And I mean, it was passable, but if we have problems with the truck going down there, a fire truck with the same problem going down some of these residential roads.
Are you through? I'll answer if you're through.
I'm done.
Okay. Rochelle is a residential drive. It's a secondary road, and there's no grants provided for that, okay?
Okay.
And we could borrow money and redo Rochelle Drive, and we could assess every resident tax to pay for that. That's not our intention here. This is a business industrial base that needs 9 inches of concrete because of the big trucks. It's a different situation. I don't think you drove down that road because your car would actually scrape the muffler if you had a car. That's how bad that road is. I don't believe you understand this road that we're talking about.
I don't want to hold you up, but I didn't bring the owl with me, but District 6 is supposed to be getting all this money, and it was listed in there where it all was going for road construction, and we're not in on that. How can we get in on some of that money?
We applied. We were denied.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
You know, the casino was bought out, right, for a lot of money, okay? Is there any chance they're going to come our way and redo some things and bring us some money? Because the money they paid for it, there's going to be some big things. You don't put that kind of money in that. Is there anything in the works for that, or did they mention anything?
We've discussed it, sir. There is possibilities, and we've discussed it. It's in our journal, and we did discuss it publicly several times. So there is a lot of opportunities. We're just not at liberty to give great details.
No, I just hope we get in on that because there's some big plans there.
Any other comments? Yes, sir.
In regards to that, it's up to Ford owns that property, and how they market it is thing. But we've had, just to let you know, the mayor has met with the other mayors, and Brock Milstein, what was it, last week?
Two weeks ago,
after the transaction took place, to kind of talk about that. So, yeah.
I've been around and I've been through a lot of things in my life. And
he's got to come up to the...
If you could come up to the mic so we could record you, sir. I apologize, but it'd be better so we have a recording of what you're saying.
Okay. I've been around and I've seen a lot of things. That man that has that money, he's going to do what he wants. You can say whatever you want. He didn't buy that for that price, not to do what he wants. Not a Ford plant. If he wants to buy it, he's going to buy it.
Right. Oh, no. And we hope they do. We want it to be developed. We'd like to see hotels. You
don't pay that kind of money.
No, we agree. We just don't know what's happening. That's all.
We agree with
you. We'd like to see a hotel, get a bed tax there and stuff. That would be
good. I was just curious if there was anything in the works, because it's going to take a while before he gets his.
Right.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the audience? Seeing none?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Probably out. I know it's out of the norm, but we have Mr. Main here. I'd like to ask him a question. He doesn't have to come up and answer. It's about his locality. Since we have some people here, I would just to information gather for my own purposes. I don't know if you would allow that at this time, or maybe it'd be better for some other time. But I don't know if Mr. Main has his plans to leave or anybody else. But
Mr. Main, if you would make yourself available after the meeting, so Mr. Spitznagel could ask you questions because of your location of your home,
concerning probably, the location with the concrete
with
and
Iopolo,
things like
probably.
That, and just information gathering on my part and our part, and concerns that residents have. If you would provide that would help me. Thank you.
Council members, item 4 on the agenda, discussion about small cell towers. Council, I did give you a memo expressing a pretty thick packet of all the ordinances of other communities and small cell towers, and also provided you a memo from mayors and city managers meeting that took place last Thursday, and it discussed the small cell towers, if everybody had a chance to read it. And after discussion with Mr. Mason and all the related information, we felt to have a moratorium put on for 6 months until we have a time to read this legislation and go through it. It's quite substantial. It's like 23 pages in some communities, and I've seen as much as 36 pages. So if everyone would support that, and then you have opportunity to study this. But this is a law that just passed, and we haven't been approached by any cell tower companies. But if you remember last year, we discussed this. And last year's issue fell off the table when Strongsville took it to court. And now the legislators have passed this, and lobbyists have pushed for it. So I think we need to really review this and see what our little community wants to do with it. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that the law that was passed at the state level allows municipalities to regulate size, the scope, and all that. Is that correct?
I haven't read through all of that, but I believe that's the case. That's what I've been told, but I haven't read it.
We've heard a lot of hearsay, but we would rather read the legislation and be clear on it. So I thought if we had 6 months, it'd give us an opportunity. And you'll be made aware if somebody approaches us with a permit about it. But this is basically, if you remember last year, they wanted to put a 36-inch diameter pole in front of the Strongsville Mall, and it turned up in court. And this was passed under legislation with animal rights. So it was called pork bellies, and it was removed. And that was last year. So this year, it's been reattempted, and it has passed. So I would like for everyone to give it strong considerations, and I'd like to pass a moratorium on that. Okay. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. And if we could put it all together for a resolution, a moratorium, have a special council meeting next week to put that out there so we can put this to rest.
Okay.
Any questions from the audience about small cell towers? It's a new state law that just came in. They're using them as utility poles to go in the right-of-way. So long longer does the community have any say-so on it.
So we'll have wireless, I mean, driverless cars without drivers.
That's part of the process.
That's what they're actually.
It brings in 5G, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
I'm sure that's a long way off, but that's part of it.
Seeing no comments from the audience, council will discuss this at the end of the meeting if we have a special council meeting next week and pass a resolution to put it on a moratorium. Next item is item 5, discussion of inside millage. Council members, this is on for second reading at our council meeting this month of May. I open the floor for any discussion or any comments. I know we haven't settled on an exact number. I know that I did put out a memo supporting 3 mills, so we're still competitive in the economic development. That would bring us at 3.5, right?
Yeah.
Or 3.3, something like that. And that will still make us less than Glen Willow on millage, and still give us the competitive edge for location to the interstate and still give us the opportunity to raise the inside millage to generate revenue. Any comments or questions?
So, Mr. Mayor, what it would put us at 3.0?
We have 3.3 right now on
right.
The books.
So and you want to
raise
go 2.7?
If we go 2.7, it'd make us 3.0.
Right.
If we go point 3 point and the 3, we're still, if you'll look on your list, if you have it.
Glen Willow's at 3.3.
Right. That would put us right at Glen Willow's leverage, 3.3.
So that would make us 1, 2, 3, the fourth lowest in out of the 60 communities.
Yeah.
And what would that generate? How much money?
We gave you a breakout sheet. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it would generate about $350,000.
Closer to four.
$400,000. Yeah. But what our biggest capture would be the utilities and local businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, I have nothing to add. I mean, we've been talking about this for, gosh, a long time, and we've gone through it. If anybody has any questions or about it or whatever, I don't. How many meetings we have on it? Probably 15, 20 meetings. So if there's anything we can talk about, but I know it's hard for me to vote for it. I'm not for it, but I don't have any other, if there anybody's got any suggestions on any other way to generate some revenue right now, I'd be open to that, but this is the thing, it's, still keeps us low, and that's an important factor for economic development.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Well, just since I see some new faces, just for my people know where I'm sitting here, you know, I did bring in a proposal to lay off some employees. I've been studying that and talking to the other council members and Mr. Collegraph and that. And the other side, you know, one side of me wants to say, okay, the residents did vote last year to do not raise the taxes, work within your means. And although we are doing that, it's not working out. And proposal that I put forward and you had put forward one the following week did give us what about $300,000, $350,000, something like that. Even with that and our shortfall, even if we were to do that, that wouldn't be enough to maintain our roads and maintain our infrastructure. It would bring us basically a zero. A little bit better than a zero sum right now, balanced budget. And part of me, with what the residents voted, says just go with that, and we don't have any services, we don't have anything. The other position, it's not an argument because we're not arguing, it's ideas here that are being bannered about. The other position is that we're more than just a business. We're a community. We're a municipality, and a municipality has to provide some level of service to residents, whether it's in recreation, health, the service department, things that we do.
Safety,
exactly. And that all takes money, and it's unfortunately money we don't have. So I get that, and I see that, that point. It's a difficult decision for me to make, you know, especially since I've brought that other position forward of getting rid of some guys. But, you know, I'm realizing as I'm looking at it that even if we did that, we're still treading water, and we're not going to be able to provide the things that the residents want. And we all have two duties, one to the residents who put us here, but we have an ultimate responsibility to the village as its own entity, legal entity, to make sure that it does not go out of business. So we have two things that are pulling us here. You know, that's where I'm sitting right now. I hate to do it, but I think I'm going to have to do it, because I think we're in a position right now. The budget we passed was to the good $7,000 roughly surplus, and there's a few people that have been on council before. You know, $7,000 is going to go away this year. Something's going to break. Something's going to need $7,000 worth of repair.
Plus, there's no capital improvements.
And there's no capital improvements at all in this budget. So, you know, I'm hoping for a Hail Mary as far as somebody coming in here and an announcement from MGM and Ford and all that. But until then, we've been waiting for that Hail Mary for years, and it hasn't come yet. So that's where I'm sitting right now. I'm still looking over this budget, still doing, you know, thinking about it, but that's where I'm sitting right now, and I would most likely vote for that 3% or that point. I mean, excuse me, 3%.
Three mills,
and that would. The average homeowner would incur about how much per month?
It would vary.
Yeah, average homeowner, $200,000 house.
$9 and $15 a month.
And again, the mayor alluded to it, or not alluded, but stated it, that the utilities would pay the higher percentage of the total amount of money that we would get. So thank you. That's all I have to say.
Any other comments from council members? Open up to the audience. Anyone from the audience would like to make a question or comment? Please state your name, sir.
And 1 second, excuse me, just to make a comment. With this piece of legislation, we put it on for first reading, okay, last month. Our intention is to put it on second reading this month. We'll have another COW meeting like this, plus a council meeting to discuss it. If we do this inside millage and they get it in place, we have to do it before July. So we're definitely going to go three readings, because as Brian stated, even though I said we're exhausted, we're not exhausted. I mean, to the point we're still out there. We're still talking about it. There's something that comes out. If there's a plan that's different or something changes, you know, we still have time to do that. The other thing is, it is one thing that can be rescinded. I just wanted to make that point, that if there did something did happen down the road, we could roll it back. Okay, it's not a. Council has the ability to roll it back. That's all. I just want to make that
point. Okay, here's my first concern. My name is David Basso. My first concern is, when you pass that 3 mil levy, I want it all to go to this community. I don't want anybody else to get it. And I'm going to make a comment whether you like it or not. I used to live in Brecksville. I moved here. People here don't know what they have. I'm being very honest with you. You have two selections. You either keep your community going, or you look around you to some of the less communities. And I lived in Cleveland for a few years before I went in the Army. A few years when I left the Army. Go take a look at it. Take your choice. You get so much you're allowed to do here. That's all I got to say. But all I got, the main thing is, you pass any kind of levy, I want to go to our community. I don't want nobody else to get it. And that's all I got to say. I don't know why anybody else don't understand they got a good community. Go live up in Brecksville or some of the other communities where you pay a lot, and they tell you exactly what to do. Get your boat out of the yard. Get your car off the grass. Go on up there and see. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Mayor, Dave, Brecksville is at 8.21. No, right. No, no, but just for the thing, that's how much of a difference. Five, almost three times as much. No, I know you do, but just to the audience, I'm just letting you know. I mean, it's amazing. Right. Right. Okay. No reason, Mr. Mayor, just first, I just wanted to make that comment because I know I said this at one of our other meetings. I know somebody that's involved in the politics in Lakewood, and we were talking, and I said, we don't make our residents pay for trash, and we talked about trash. I said, well, you know, and I told him what we were going through and stuff. And he says, we use our, you know, our property tax, our millage. Well, I see why. Lakewood, gosh, it's like 17 mils. We're at 0.3 mils. I mean, can you believe that? So they don't, of course. So their residents have paid for everything because they didn't have industry. We've been fortunate. We've had industry. We want more industry.
Let's move on. Okay.
No. I'm just talking. That's all.
Any other residents want to come forward, sir? You wanted to come, Mr. Ryan?
We will receive 100%.
All the money stays in Walton Hills.
Yeah, we'll get 100%. Yeah,
so. All the money stays
That's
in
what
Walton Hills.
Good point there.
Please state your name and address.
Yeah, Bill Allen, 6990 Walton Road. Does anybody know anything about the school? What are they doing? I understand they just bought Chanel and they're going to be renovating it and everything. So, you know, we might be looking at a huge tax levy coming from them, too. So
they're asking
just keep that
one.
In mind, or if somebody could find out at least.
They're looking for one in November.
Help guide us, you know.
They're looking for one in November. They've already broadcast.
Yeah, but how much?
I thought it was close to 5 mils, but I'm not positive.
I kind of heard that, but I didn't know for sure. I didn't want to
I don't have official notification.
Okay, thank you.
It's not posted like last year where they said they were going to have a school levy and it was a total factual,
right.
Unfactual statement when it was made at a public meeting that they had a school levy in November.
Okay.
And we normally, you know, this community votes them down, but
any other resident?
We're so small, we don't have much.
Yes,
power.
Ms. Wardle.
Josephine Wardle, 17850 Egbert Road. With this inside millage, is it going to cover either of the two fees?
No.
Pardon?
No, that's not our intentions at this time.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go back to what I had told you back in the second week of May when the levy failed. I do not understand why we're so concerned, the inside millage of other communities. We should be concerned about what we need. And what we needed was to go back for that 5 mil. Because if the millage for the school fails in November, they'll be putting it back in May and putting it back again. And there's no reason why the council people could not have put it back on again. Showing the residents the fact that we lost some police and we lost some services, they may have a different thinking about it. To say that nobody wants to pay more taxes, we aren't paying any taxes. I pay $6.88 for half for all my services. That was the point that should have been brought out to the people, not their total taxes. We're treading on water with this 2 point whatever you're putting in. I don't care what Valley View pays or Brecksville or Westlake or anybody else. I'm concerned that we don't go underwater. And I don't know why you don't reconsider trying. I don't know when you're going to get this 2 point in the taxes. When are you going to get all these other fees to go for the 5 mil? This will make us solvent. And then in 4 years, we could drop it. And we won't have all this worry. Maybe we could put back a few more police. Maybe we can get our roads done. And we can have the money that we need.
And I know a lot of people are disagree with me, but you could have gone back again, talked to the residents, go solicit the residents, find out what their position is. Go house to house. But we're not going to make it, and if we have any problems with anything happening, like this roof coming in, or we aren't going to have the money. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the audience? Yes. Please state your name and address.
Barb Rohal, 7550 Walton Road. I just would want to make a comment about our wonderful village of Walton Hills. God bless us all. And all these comments from different people being so negative, and you, the council members, are doing a wonderful job. We just need to know, I don't know how to explain this, but some people are so against this millage. But they don't realize, the people here, we all understand. We're here, we listen, and we take it to heart for what's going on here. But other people, they just see the dollar signs. They don't want to have to pay any extra money. They don't want to have to do anything extra. But yet they'll complain about all the extra things that we are going to be billed for because we did not pass the levy, and now we're working on the millage. So I just hope to God everybody really realizes this. And just because certain people are against the levy and against the millage, that we take it to heart, and the people who are here, we should explain it to our neighbors and our friends here in Walton Hills how important this is to us so that we could grow and not be in the hole. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other residents? No, you had, let someone else go before you, okay, because you've been up here three times. I apologize, but we have a lady in the back. Go ahead.
He's making up for lost.
Yeah, because he never comes.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mary Alice Moran, 7500 Linda Lane. And Don, you've talked about Lakewood so many times, and it pierces my heart because I have a house in Lakewood.
So you all know.
It's not just the taxes. They charge for, they charged me 3 years in a row for repairing the sidewalk. The first time they recommended the company to come in and do it, but they didn't like the way it was done. So then they had recommended another, you could pick from 13, so I had another one come in. And we're talking a lot of money, hundreds. Then they said, it's not done, we want it all uniform, so we're going to do it. So just pay us another $350, and we're going to make all the sidewalks the same. They nickel-dime me on a lot of things, and furthermore, they have their own water department. And this is killing. The rates are high, and you get some pretty rough treatment over there. And 17 mils versus our 0.3, it's just astounding that people don't realize what goes on in other communities. And nice as Lakewood is, I can tell you, you pay dearly for it. And it's not as nice as Walton Hills. By a long shot. That's
Thank
all.
You.
Any other comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
Dave Basso, my wife brought up a good point, and it's maybe something council can work on. She looked at how many voted last time, and she said that was a disgrace. All the people that live, maybe there's something council can do, send an individual letter or something. It was a shame that just only, 57% people voted.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's their right. So I don't know, maybe they can put it in a little notation, something fancy in the magazine all the time, tell them how important it is to vote for in this country, because it's especially the community. I mean, I was, like I said, I lived in Brecksville, and you have so much you can do here. They tell you how to live. But I liked it. But this is much nicer, I'll be honest with you. But I thought I'd bring that comment up because my wife mentioned it to me about it's a shame that how nice it is and how many people lived here so many years, yet they didn't come to vote to realize mm-hmm. their community is going down. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any other comments from the audience? Seeing none, Council members, we'll put this on, and we'll discuss it again next week at the COW, and we'll put it on for second reading at the meeting. I think that's the 15th. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on the date, but it's the third Tuesday of May. Okay, next item on the agenda, council members. Item 6, discussion of BZA recommendation about regarding the brick wrap. I know this is a really nothing issue, but we have it on for readings. This is to change our ordinance to allow the solid concrete to be formed with the brick face on it, so we don't have to do a brick wrap. We just recently had a house being built on Alexander Road, and they had to go before the variance board to get permission to not put the brick wrap and to accept it. The variance did pass, and that was the recommendation of the zoning board. So I think everyone felt comfortable with putting it on for the readings. Is there any comments or questions? I open the mic up. Any comments or questions? Any comments or questions from the audience? Seeing none. Council members, this will also appear on our regular council meeting agenda for second reading. Next item is discussion on the Walton Hills Lake Club contract. I think I see the president in the audience, Sean McCormick. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that's... Council, we agreed to remove 10% of the $20,000 and... there's an error on the contract. It says 18,500. It should be 20,000 or 18,000. So, any comments or questions from the council members about this? This is for our Parker program, and for our other programs that we take activity at the lake and work with the lake on that process. Any comments from council members?
Mr. Mayor, no. I think. The lake is one of our best kept secrets, so to speak, because it's such a beautiful place that people can come. Realtors bring people down there to see it. You know, I think it's the best thing that we have for our young people. They learn how to swim. They can be down there with their friends, and it's all volunteer. We buy a service from them for our children and for our families to have reunions and picnics, and that it's a beautiful place. I applaud all the volunteers and the trustees that work tirelessly to keep that a beautiful place every year. I'm sorry we cannot give you more money. If I could, I would. But when we have to cut staff, you know, I think you understand our situation. But it's the best $18,000 that we're going to spend this year. So keep up the good work. Thank you.
Any other comments? Council members, just to give you an example, Oakwood Village gives $20,000 a year to Mount Zion Church to use their facility because they don't have a banquet hall or a facility, and that's where a lot of those concerts are being held, and also other programs throughout the year. I think they get it 20 times a year or something like that, and they copied our lake contract.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
That's, yeah, as Gloria said, that's really looking over, and not to belittle what Carol does at all, because both of them do a fantastic job with the little money that they get to put on programs each year, and it's less and less. The lake is the biggest bang for our buck as far as our recreation and attractiveness to the village, so I would vote for this.
Okay. Any other comments from council members?
Mr. Mayor,
yes, sir.
And Sean, correct me, the contract stayed the same, correct, as far as the days and we're giving the lake is, so even though there was a
reduction,
the services. Lake Club kept that end the same, which is you got
this
one,
is a
two,
one-year
three,
contract,
four, five, too. 7 days. The village gets 7 days. The Parkers go there twice a week. So,
this is
Mr. Mayor,
the Parker picnic, the village sports banquets down there.
Yeah, previously there have been 2-year contracts. So this, I think, is being done as a 1-year contract by design so that it can be revisited okay? And you know...
due to the budget, Denny.
Everybody's got to sort of pitch in, so to speak.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Did a question for the lake. Did you guys, I've not come to your meetings here of late, but did you guys anticipate this? I know that we kind of projected it, obviously, as far as this year's membership fees. Did they raise it all, or they stayed the same? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Oh.
Nod your head, Sean.
Thank you.
We appreciate the money that we're getting.
Any other comments from council members? I'm going to open it to the audience. Any questions from the audience about the Walton Hills Lake Club contract for 2018? Seeing none. Council members, I'll throw that on our regular council meeting. It'll be on next week for more discussion, and then we'll put it at a regular council meeting. Next item is item 8, discussion on lowering the speed camera citations to 12 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. If you remember when we started this process, we started at 15 miles an hour over, and we have the counts, and you as council have a record of all those counts from the police chief as well as from GATSCO. I would like to lower it to 12 miles an hour. As you can see, there's quite a few people still speeding at 11 miles over. Mm-hmm. So I think we're being reasonable by saying 12 miles over. Is there any comments or questions that council would like to make?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I considered the argument that this may be a money grab. And I took, they did a numbers count for the week of, this?
Oh,
here it is. 4/8/18 through 4/15/18. So Sunday. It was from a Sunday to a Sunday. And they did a numbers count. And the lowest number of cars that passed the traffic camera was 3,733 passes for that camera. The highest, and that was on 4/8/18 by the community center on Alexander Road. The highest was 7,747, which was on 4/13, that was a Friday. So what I wanted to do was figure out just simple math, the percentage of cars passing that thing getting a ticket. So, you know, I grew up on the west side of Cleveland, and everybody knows Lindale. You know, 80-90% of the cars that go through there get a ticket. Well, what's the percentage of the cars passing that get a ticket? The lowest percentage of cars was on 4/9. And 4/13, that would be a Monday and a Friday. Coincidentally, that Friday is the highest number of cars that passed that, of 7,747. The percentage of cars was 0.1% of the cars that passed.
And that's a money grab.
There were, of the cars that, The highest percentage actually occurred on one of the lowest days, which was a Sunday, 3,953 passes, 0.8%. That was on Sunday, 4/15. There was only 2 days, that Thursday and the Sunday, that were the highest. They were 0.8%. The other percentages, there were 2 days, 0.1%, 0.2%, 0.3%, and 0.4%. So I don't think anybody can say that that's a money grab as far as the percentage of cars that are getting tickets going down that road. And that's just what I wanted to bring out with that. The number of cars at our current rate, which is 50 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour over the speed limit, the highest percentage was on Monday the 9th. That was 0.6%. The rest of them are all are 0.1% of the numbers passing that vehicle. So I don't think anybody could claim that this is a money grab. If they did, I would request respectfully that they show me the statistical significance in these numbers. Thank you.
Just to remind you, these counts are all on Alexander Road. They're done by the Jeep. The cameras were installed today, but they will not be operational till tomorrow in front of the community center, and then the Jeep will go to another location. So all this records that you have is just Alexander Road, 7 days a week. To give you an example, we know they're speeding on Egbert because we had the car over there in the winter months and they were speeding there. We have several different locations on Sagamore over by Mr. Barnes' house. We had a lot of speeding over there. So this was all during the warning period and when we were doing the calculations and getting the numbers for each one of our streets. So in the ordinance, it shows 12 to 15 miles an hour. This is proposed. We keep it at the same $100 fine. If they go over 15 miles and they go 16 miles, it's $150. If they go 20 miles over, it's $200. Believe it or not, we've had people paying $200. Wow. So I want everybody to understand, there's still people doing 65 and 70 on Alexander Road. We've known that. Now we're trying to put a stop to it. So I'd like for you to consider it, and we could put legislation together to clean this up and move this forward. But the goal is to move the car to another location, then get a camera count over there, and then move the car to another location. It takes a process. It takes time. That's the law. Any other comments from council?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would like to know if we could find out what the federal regulation on the calibration of miles per hour for a vehicle is.
I can ask. I don't know what you're looking for, but I know that the cameras are calibrated.
Not the cameras. Right. Okay. In regards to car manufacturers for vehicles, what the calibration requirements is. I believe I heard at one point that it was a 2 mile an hour plus or minus that cars were required.
Oh, the variation.
I know
what you're saying. Okay.
Yes. So my concern is somebody could think they're going 45, albeit still speeding, and end up with a ticket being clocked at 47. So if we could find out what those numbers are specifically. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Any other comments or questions? I'll open up to the audience. Any comments from the audience about item 8, discussion on lowering the speed camera citations to 12 miles an hour over the posted speed limit? Yes, sir.
She's right about the calibration, I know. But anyway, this is my concern. You're going to put the cameras in our community. Is it a company doing it, or are we going to reap the benefits? That's what I want to know. Is it going to be our money?
We get, it's a 70-30 split.
Who gets
the
70?
They pay for the cameras. They pay for the maintenance on the camera. They handle all the paperwork. This was all discussed back in January when we went out for bids for companies.
Who gets the 70%?
We do. We do. The village.
Thank you. That's all I want to know.
Any other comments?
Say my name again. Bill Allen, 6990 Walton Road, Walton Hills. I'm just offering a little bit of advice. I think to totally avoid a money grab, what you ought to do is put your cameras where you're going to put them, get them all together cumulative, see what happens. Mm-hmm. Then you can always raise it if we want, because you're talking about just one camera right now. So if we have three cameras, we're tripling what we got right now. So. Mm-hmm. Kind of look at that, as you're doing this. just some
yeah, good
advice, so it doesn't look that way, because I don't want a reputation like Lindale. I really don't.
Right.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the audience?
And Mr. Mayor, just for the new faces here, one of the reasons why I did vote for this, too, was I'm sure all of you have gone down Alexander Road and seen a police officer day or night pulling somebody over. And to this day, I don't know why they don't have them go down a side street first. I don't know. There may be some logistical reason for that or what. It scares me to death that that police officer is right behind that person, and that police officer has to walk out onto Alexander Road and they're invariably out there next to that car, and there's cars going back and forth. And I've seen the YouTube videos of cops standing out there on the highway, and it just scares me to death. And that was one of the reasons why I did vote for the cameras, because I'm totally against red light cameras. The speed cameras, I voted for them in part to help alleviate our officers. We only have a couple on the street at the same time anyways at most times. So that gives us the coverage. Plus, it alleviates them all the time from having to get out of that car and put themselves into that.
Did you lean back too far, Denny?
I'm stable.
You okay?
I'm fine.
I know. So. You probably leaned back too far.
Sorry about that, folks. You didn't know I was part of the entertainment. Right?
I know. I didn't realize I was putting you to sleep. I'm sorry. Okay. But anyways, that was in part, two parts of the reason why I did vote to put the speed cameras in there. Red light cameras, I would have a completely difference of opinion, because I've seen what other municipalities do to them, and I do think those are a money grab. Thank you.
And we have, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
And we have increased traffic. There's just no doubt. I thought about it when I left my house coming on to Alexander. Anybody that, I'm coming out of the Barclay Estates. I just wait for a long time. I never had to wait, and a lot of it's because of the casino. You know, people go there after work and then they're leaving. I never had to wait, as long as I do now to get out of there. I mean, we got increased traffic, as we see by the numbers. Mm-hmm. Here we got a lot more people going through our roads and damaging our roads. Bottom line, more traffic, more wear and tear.
Any other comments from the audience? Please state your name, sir.
Chuck Victor, 18750 Egbert Road. I got an inquiry about all the truck traffic we're having on our secondary roads like Egbert Road, Walton Road. We got all these semis now going down it. Has the law changed?
No, sir. Egbert Road and I don't know so much about Walton Road, but Egbert Road is a county road. We received county money for that when we rebuilt that.
Okay, what about Walton Road?
I'm not aware of anything on Walton Road. Usually the trucks that go down Walton Road are servicing someone on Walton Road, like a Levin Furniture or a truck like that. Garbage trucks, of course.
These are commercial freight delivers.
Okay.
Don't they have routes to take? Years back, I know we couldn't go on Alexander Road with big trucks or anything, and we couldn't go on Egbert Road with a big truck over 5 tons. But now I see them all the time.
That's something we're not aware of. I'll ask the police to look at it, because they do travel it once in a while because of that industrial park there by your house.
They could go up Union, up to Northfield.
But I think GPS might take them that way to hit 77.
Know. Well, a couple tickets, they'll stop doing it.
That's what we may have to do.
Okay, thank you.
A couple
weight scales and everything.
Truck inspections, logs and all that stuff, and they'll get the hint to go somewhere else.
Yeah, but Egbert's a county road, though. I think Walton's a county road, too.
I don't think Walton is. I think it has a tonnage limit. I'm not positive. I'll find out from the engineer.
I mean, they pay taxes, too, on the roads. So.
Any other comments from the audience? Seeing none. Council members, I'd like
Mr.
to.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
What Brian was saying about the officers standing on the road, I agree. you know, with that. And I'm wondering if there's something that our police department could do so that they stand on the passenger side of the vehicle mm-hmm. for the officer's safety. A lot of state highway patrols do that instead.
Yes.
Puts the officer out of the direct line of traffic.
Yep.
So that's just a thought that I had to help increase the safety with them. Especially, I think it's more dangerous when an officer is pulling somebody over on Northfield Road.
Yeah.
You know, because traffic is swerving at the last moment to get around. So, again, I ask, are we going to consider cameras eventually on Northfield Road?
Yeah, we said we would consider it after we took care of our secondary roads. I put that in a memo, if you remember that.
Well, I didn't think that information was public knowledge.
Okay, I've stated it, yeah.
Okay.
The question was asked, and there's probably a memo over to back it, are we going to put cameras on Northfield Road? We are going to put them on Northfield Road after we take care of our secondary roads, because that's where we have a lot of safety issues with residents walking on Egbert by the Metro Park system, people trying to ride bikes on Alexander, people walking on Sagamore. Those are some major impact safety issues, and we're following the recommendation of our police department, and we're following the recommendation of our safety. And as far as our police, it depends on what time of day they do go on the left, on the right-hand side of the car.
Oh, do they?
They do go on the passenger car. And that's why we try to back them up with two cars when we do that.
Okay.
Mayor, too, I would point out, I think it's our policy here in the village now that when a policeman pulls someone over, there's also a second policeman that shows up on the scene. And they do, from what I've seen of them, they do a blocking kind of thing to block, you know, that car that's pulled over plus the police car that pulled it over. So we try to take every precaution to protect that policeman. And the second policeman primarily, too, because you just have some people who are mean-spirited, and they would just soon drive by and shoot a policeman for no reason other than the fact that he's a policeman, which I find insane. But that's another reason why we have that second officer there to make sure that that first policeman is watched out for and looked over. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Council members, the cameras, from what I understand from the professionals, is like, I think they said close to $90,000 a piece. They're not your average cameras. And that's why we're going at this pace, because they're making the investment. So the counts have to be there. That's why we're putting the cameras in the location where we have the numbers. And then we will get more numbers and we will put more cameras out. That's the way that the process is. It's the way it's done in every community. They're not just going to come in here and throw in five cameras at $90,000 each. Okay. That's a substantial investment from a company that doesn't have the facts in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't do that. I surely wouldn't do that. So that's a part of the business arrangement, and it is in our contract. They have to have the counts. And that's why this recommendation of lowering the speed is a part of another factor of that counts. That does make the counts and does make it more viable for the company to invest and to bring it into a more fashionable process.
Okay.
Our goal is to bring in safety and compliance. That's the main goal. That's the main goal of this whole process, and we've said it since day one. Council, on this item 8, discussion to lower the speed cameras citations to 12 miles an hour, I'd like to put it on for a special council meeting next week, along with the moratorium from the cell towers before the COW, so we could pass this and start moving forward on those issues, and then we'll still have more than enough items for the next agenda for the regular council meeting. Is everybody okay with that?
I'd support it.
Everybody support that for next week? Okay, council. Next item is item nine, discussion increased banquet room rental rates. This is the rental rates for non-residents, not for our residents. And the reason why is this is the recommendation from Sandy Green, a lady that's taking care of the facility. And I believe they have the rates in here. Is it $850? From $750 to $850?
I believe so. She'd like to raise the non-resident rate to $850 for the banquet room.
It's your consideration, Council. I do know that a lot of our rentals are non-residents. Any comments or questions, Council members?
No, I can't argue that one. I'd rather increase the rate than
decrease
lower
it.
The rate if she's.
It's her recommendation because of the rates, and it's booked for 18, and now we're getting the middle of the week events. So that's where it's. I don't want it to interfere with our exercise classes and things like that. But we are getting the middle of the week events now, because all of 18 is booked up for the weekends.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Are we going to also increase it? I don't have it in front of me, and I don't remember the smaller room, rate 850.
Yeah, no, not for non-residents?
No.
Just the banquet hall?
Just the banquet
hall. Is what her memo was. I thought I gave you guys a copy of the memo.
I did see it, I just don't remember. Okay.
Any questions or comments on that?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
And that obviously brings that more in line with the competitive surrounding, you know, what other people are charging too.
It still puts us quite a bit lower than a lot of the surrounding, and plus we still allow people to bring in outside food, which most places do not.
So. Did she give us a roundabout number as to what the proposition is as far as getting more income from that room would be?
I don't think we did a breakout, right? Well,
I know it's going to there's a variable there, but you know, I was just wondering if she gave us some sort of a round about what she thought that increased income would be per year.
A couple $1,000s.
Yeah, we could project
$100
more. Yeah, we pretty much handle the books on that.
You right.
Yeah, she just does the booking and everything. But she sees a lot of people booking it long term now, and a lot of non-residents. So she felt that if we raised it from 750 to 850, we'd still be very competitive and still get the bookings.
Okay.
And that's what the suggestion is.
Thank you.
Any comments or questions, council members? I opened up to the audience. Then any comments or questions from the audience on the banquet hall? Seeing none. Council, this will be on our regular council meeting for everyone's consideration. Next item is item 11, council comments. At this time, we give everyone an opportunity to ask any questions or to
skip one.
Oh, did I skip one?
Yeah, I see right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I checked it off and went jumped down. Thank you. Item 10, discussion of CIC recommendation for selling the house at 14660 Alexander Road. Council members, I gave you a memo on that that expressed everything. Let me find it real quick here. I think it's this one. Yeah. We had a CIC meeting, and I gave you a summary of that CIC meeting of the village-owned property. And after I took all the members through the through the house and walked the property and went through the garage, Mr. Linville is not a member of the CIC, but he was there in the audience as well. And it was unanimous to sell it, not to hold on to it, not to lease it out, not to rent it out to a veterans group or anything like that. It was unanimous to sell it and get it off our books. As you know, last year, everyone approved breaking it down into 1 acre and to sell the garage with it. The house is approximately 2,500 square foot. And so with the CIC's recommendation, I met on Thursday last week with a realtor from Howard Hanna and Carl Manage, which is on the CIC. He's our treasurer. He met along with me and a realtor. And we went over all the issues, walked through the house, looked at all the comparisons, and we negotiated down to 5.25% commission on the house. And if it's a selling point, there would be an insurance for the furnace. It's $400. A warranty, that's it. Yeah, a warranty for the furnace. That's the only appliance we have with that house is the furnace. And $400 is the cost of that. That would be baked into your commission and baked into your final sale. If you look at the numbers of the realtors and you look at all the numbers, they're estimating from Howard Hanna that it's $97.06 a square foot in Walton Hills right now. And these are homes in 1957, 1966, 1960. So we know this house is older. It's a 1935 home. So with that being said, I'm asking for your permission tonight with a motion to sign a deal with the realtor and put it on the market and get it off our books and move forward. Any comments or questions from the council members?
Mr. Mayor, do you have the information from Howard Hanna? Because I only have the Keller Williams from Mrs. Hanna.
Okay, it's Keller Williams then. I said Howard Hanna. I'm sorry.
And the sale of the house, it would be going on the market for $170,000?
They're projecting it around $185,000. There's three different comparisons there.
Okay. Yes, the
I think the lowest one was one. If you look down the bottom corner, we had it appraised in July of last year. It's down the bottom left-hand corner of the realtors. We had it appraised. And at that time, it was around $170,000, I believe. And then if you look at down the corner, this is up-to-date process. It says new appraisal or new comparisons. They have it at 198, and they have it at showing you the comparisons. If they sold it, if they listed it and sold it at 160, we'd walk away with 146 after all commissions. If we sold it for 170, we'd walk away 155 and some change. And that's with a 5.18 commission. These are the last pages of that whole memo. If you sold it for 180, because that's the going price in Broughton Hills right now, you'd walk away with 165 after all commissions and everything. So that's 165 coming to the village of Broughton Hills. We only baked into our budget $100,000 for that house because we're not realtors, and we wanted that comfort zone.
And our total price we paid for the property was, what,
$450.
So that would bring that down then.
Yes, that would definitely bring that down.
I would just ask if the realtor could list it at the highest price possible so we could get as much money as possible from it. Because people always want to negotiate a lower price.
Oh, absolutely. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Did the realtors give you an idea of what the selling time for local houses are? And
it depends on the home, but if it's a livable home, like I give you an example, Mr. Collins is across the street, is on the market 48 hours. We had some other homes. Oh, the home beside Delwood there, beside the park, which the bank owned, it finally sold. Uh-huh. But that was on the market for, what, 3 years, 4 years? You know, the one that's abandoned.
Right.
So depends on the market and depends on the area. I think she gave us an estimate of 30 days, less than 30 days on the market. And it's livable. That's the thing we did. We fixed the toilets. We fixed the leaking ceilings. We fixed everything with our service guys. And we did all the work inside. And Don, you walked through the house. It's livable. It's been cleaned up a lot. There was a lot of graffiti in the house. We painted the walls. We put down like linoleum in the kitchen because it was bad shape. We made sure the tubs don't leak. We put caulking around the tubs, cleaned up everything. All the plumbing works. The garage doesn't leak. All that works. Garage door works. We had to fix some rotted wood in the front of the house on the porch. Mm-hmm. We replaced that with our guys, did the work there. We didn't paint it, but we did replace it with treated wood because it is old, like lumberyard wood. It's not treated wood. Mm-hmm. But we did fix all that. So it's safety. We didn't want someone to buy something to be a shack or not be livable.
The back porch was fixed up, too.
Yeah, the back porch, we fixed the steps and we fixed the railing and stuff like that, just for safety reasons and stuff. We didn't redo the whole deck. We just fixed everything until it was livable.
Yeah, the house looks very nice. I agree with Ms. Allen. I don't want us to price it too low. I want to make sure, you know, that we can get every dime that we can out of it for our village. Thank you.
Any other comments, Council? Any comments from the audience? Go ahead, ma'am. You're being moved to the back of the bus, Dave. She's coming. It's getting really warm. Now.
Connie Flato, 7041 Shaner Drive. Being the whole new community center, is that a separate entity as far as the finances go with the village, or are they grouped together in the general fund?
The community center? It's
yes.
It's all part of our general fund.
So there's nothing, a separate line entry at all?
There's a separate revenue line item for banquet hall rentals for the income we take in.
Okay, but as far as like paying the mortgage every month,
we don't have a monthly mortgage, we do 1 year notes. So when we roll debt over, that's all part of the notes that we sell. That'll be again in November. So that would, when we pass that legislation, it'll lay out how much is being rolled over, how much is being paid down.
I really don't understand that. I'm sorry, I don't.
Well,
I'm just so used to paying a mortgage payment every month of my life.
We don't have a mortgage on the property. We issue 1 year notes, which is the debt we issue. We sell our debt, so that entire amount is part of that debt. And each year we pay down some of the debt and roll over the remaining amount. So there isn't a monthly mortgage payment.
So, I mean, because as far as I was told, there was approximately $22,000 a year due on that note. Am I correct?
If we wanted to pay it down within 20 or 30 years, we would make those payments in that time. If we could pay it down faster, we can.
Well, with any mortgage, if you put $5 a month on the principal, you're paying the mortgage down,
yep,
than what you initially took the mortgage length out for.
Yeah.
So I can't come to the books and say the new recreation center cost X amount, and so far we've paid X amount on that mortgage. I can't see that in the books.
Is
that what you're saying?
You can see it in our debt issuance. So in the legislation, it spells out the separate pieces of debt that we issued our note for: police vehicles, road repairs.
Because it's all together. It's
no,
not a separate line entrance entry. I'm used to working, I'm used to working with for-profit organizations,
sure,
you know, in my working years. And with all the line entries on our journal entries, each particular account had a reason for that account. And therefore, I could pick a particular account and tell you whether or not it's doing good or not. And that's what I'm trying to think of. So there is nothing to say the community center is account number 123. And everything, whether or not it's a debit or a credit for that, is applied to it. It's all applied to the general fund.
The revenues go into the general fund. The utilities come out of the general fund. The debt comes out of our bond issuance fund.
So there's no way to say exactly how much that center costs per month.
Because we don't pay it on a monthly basis.
But we still have expenses every month.
Utilities.
But that's not, it's all within the general fund. You can't say, you know, the electric bill for this building is $10, and the utility bill for that building is $10, but they're together.
I have it broken out by every property, every streetlight, everywhere, so if you'd like a copy of that, I can send it to you.
Well, you know, I don't mean to say every streetlight, honey. What I mean is every property naturally.
Every property is accounted for
separately
as far as utilities.
And then
on our
like
own,
this
so
lady's fund,
entry.
This lady Sandy, what she charges every month, that's added in there,
yes,
under employees?
No, she's paid contractually.
Okay, so she's not literally,
she's not on the payroll.
She's
correct.
A vendor. And anything else that has to be repaired or whatever is in those lines, but not specifically to say for the.
Everything is grouped together. When we record something, it is coded in our system, which will say the purpose of where those funds are being used. But the line items are not broken down that specifically to say the council chambers needed a repair.
Okay, it's all general. And if the house were to sell, which we're hoping, of course, would that net go directly on the mortgage?
No, the money would go into capital because it was a capital purchase, and then the council can decide how much they want to pay down when we reissue our note in November.
Thanks for the explanation.
You're welcome to call me anytime. I'd happy to be able to go over it with you and thoroughly. Anybody, give me a call.
Any other questions or comment? Yes, sir.
Dave Vassell, I got two important questions. One is the house next to TJ Park. I met the individual that bought it. He's going to refurbish it. I'm sure the city's going to be involved and see how he refurbishes it. And the other question I have that really bothers me a lot is, if people move out of this community, or if someone inherits a home here, does this community have, they did in Brecksville, they have the right to know that they rent that house? Do we just let anybody rent out a house?
No, we have ordinances. We have an ordinance that they're supposed to register, and the person that the title's on is supposed to be notified. If they rent it to one of their family members, we really don't get involved. But if it's actual rental property, we do have inspections and occupancy permits. We passed an ordinance on that.
Thank you. I was interested in it very much. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, we just did that, about a year?
About a year and a half, 2 years
ago.
Yeah,
we updated that. And we did it with our commercial businesses, too, because we were having some problems with owners of some of our commercial businesses move in, other companies in without us knowing and getting, you know, changing some of the way they use the space. So we kind of revisited that whole thing. We revisited the residential end, too.
You got to come up to the mic.
You're right, Brian.
Okay, Dave Basser, I've been around, okay, and I talk to the people when I go for a walk. I go for a walk with my dog. This community is very lenient. People just don't understand how much, and I tell them. That's why I have to ask some of the questions, so I know just how, what is imposed, what they're supposed to do. But I was worried about that rental. I hate to see rental move in here.
Any other comments from the audience about selling the house on 1466 Alexander Road? Seeing none. Council members, can I have a simple motion to move forward so we have a matter of record that we're, you gave me permission to sign a realtor this deal for this house? Can you please make a motion?
Yep, I can do that. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to take the recommendation from the CIC committee from the meeting of 4/23/2018, move it to council and ask council to recommend giving you permission to sell the house at 14660 Alexander Road.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Brian Spitznagel. Any questions or comments, council members?
When will we know, Mayor, what the selling price is going to be?
When will I know what the selling price is? As soon as it gets listed, I'll let everybody know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. I will meet with the realtor tomorrow and try and get paper signed and move it forward. Next item on the agenda is item 11, council comments. Any comments from the council members? Mr. Linville, any comments?
Mayor, I just have a request. I would like to have a new chair in the form of a rocking chair. Right there.
Any comments, Ms. Allen?
No, not today.
Ms. Terlowski, any comments?
Yes, I would just like to talk about transparency. Seems to be an issue here tonight. I don't know how much more we can be transparent. We have public meetings. You can come to any meeting we have, a planning commission meeting, a council meeting, a COW meeting. These meetings are taped. That's why Mr. Barris has to come up here and say his name every time, because it's taped. You can request a tape of this meeting. You can have a paper copy of this meeting. They have little boxes down on the streets. Katie, is it three places we have to do it, or four? We have to put the minutes in that.
But that's legislation.
That's legislation. Yeah.
That has to be. So that, even the little boxes. We're on the website. You can look there if you want to know anything. Dave, I'm inviting you to Evenings with the Mayor this month. It's Monday night. I forget the date. But you can ask the mayor anything you want from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's open to the public. Well, you can come there and ask it. If I don't know if you work or you don't work, but people come in the morning. We have meetings with the mayor in the morning from 9 to 11. Every month there's a meeting that anybody can come and ask any question they want about anything going on in with the council or whatever. Like I said, any meeting is open to the public. Anything that is said here is public information. There's just, I don't know, what more can we do to get the information out? It's there.
I have an idea.
You have it. It's, you have to come to the microphone.
I have an idea for you. You put in your magazine, I'm David Basso. Put in your magazine, people shouldn't believe the hearsay. Come to the meeting and ask the question what they want to know. Bottom line.
That's wonderful. I wish they would.
Put in the magazine.
It is. It's been in there for 3 or 4 months. Well,
you know, my wife and I, when we go someplace, the first thing she says to me, these people, they get their owls at the Walton Hills magazine sitting on the porch. They don't even get it. How can you? How can you live in a community and not care or not vote and be mad?
Okay, Gloria, we're not going to interact with the audience at this time, so thank you for your comment, but I understand. We do broadcast, sir, every month, and it's in this month about my cell phone number's out there. I pay for my cell phone. I've never dodged a question. I've never avoided a resident. I faced every question publicly and privately, and I don't know what else to do. You'll see me cutting grass. I stop and talk to people. So I don't know what else to do, but there's an element in our village that sometimes thrive on that. Now, just like anything else, at the federal government, everybody is full of malarkey. That's just what I'll tell you to your face. At the state level, there's a lot of full of malarkey. This is people who've invested in their lives here, and I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but I just want you to understand this. There's people, if you owe it to yourself to investigate the truth. You owe it to yourself to know the facts. Because we've done everything we know how to, other than go to your house and sit down and have a cup of coffee and spread it. I go at 5:30 in the morning and have coffee up at the Best Gyros with five residents, and they're more informed than most of our residents. And that's in the morning.
I got PTSD. I don't know how excited and involved and upset I get that people know what's going on.
Mr. Collingraf, are you done, Gloria? Mr. Collingraf, any comments?
No, I'm good at
Mr. Spitznagle, any comments?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you, council members. Next item on the agenda is other business. Katie, would you like to go ahead and talk about this new program we're trying to instill here?
Sure. I had a conference call with a company. They are called Town Cloud. I wanted to get everyone's
input
before I move forward with it. I did this agenda through Town Cloud. It's basically a platform that will allow me to set up templates. I will generate the agenda, and then it would be published. There's a link that would go on the website. Anybody that is interested in being notified when an agenda is available, they could sign up for notifications. They would be able to log in, view the agenda, view the attachments. They could sign up for notifications if there's a topic they're especially interested about hearing more about. They don't have to create their own login, but it's an option if they want to receive email notifications. There are some other platforms available with this program, but this seems like a good starting point. It's $25 a month, and it, I think, would be another way to get our agenda information out to everybody. There is also the option to add, if we so choose to ever use streaming services or put live recordings, they can go directly attached to this agenda. I could also do like live minutes that aren't finalized, of course, but if during a meeting I could vote, you know, I could enter in how a vote goes so that it's updated immediately so people could see what legislation passed or didn't pass and how it was voted on. So just wanted to get thoughts on that before I move forward. I had a 2-week free trial on it.
So. I think it's a good idea.
Well, we talked about live streaming, and I did put out a memo that if you look at Valley View's website, they put out the minutes, the recording that we have at the actual meetings as a draft of that night. Mm-hmm. And if everyone wants to do that, we can do that through this program. It's just if you go to Valley View, it says minutes of this meeting, and it does say draft because, you know, our minutes get condensed down to where it's not verbatim. So we can add that program instead of doing live streaming because I didn't want to put the burden onto another employee or another camera investment and stuff like that. And if it doesn't work, we can still consider the live streaming. But I just think this might be a way to provide the actual minutes, you know, 24 hours later. It's up online, and all you do is click on it, and you'll get the recording of what took place at that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's if you really want to know what it's like, go to Valley View. They started it this year, and it seems to be audible, you can hear it, you can understand it. So,
well, they don't use the Town Cloud.
They don't use the Town Cloud.
But they put the audio on there. This is a different program.
Right, but this was a program that'll enhance that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's something for you guys to consider, and maybe next week at COW, you can give me recommendations of how you feel that we should go that direction or not go that direction.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Katie, do you know, would you be able to upload the past meetings that we've had already?
Yeah, I can. I can.
I mean, would that help to expedite getting the other?
I can pass. there's a few different routes we can take. We could put the, I could put all the minutes or the recordings right onto the website, or I could use them through this service. Either one. It'd be very easy for me to put the backlog of full audio on the website and then upload it as quickly as the next day. And try to get a counter on there so we can see how many people are actually listening
accessing
to the audio.
It. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal because a lot of times people say they want the information, but they never access it.
Yeah, so this is the most cost-effective, easiest, quickest way to get that on the website.
Well, I thank you for finding this out. I think it would be a great thing, especially if it helps you with the backlog.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I have one thing under other business, a quick thing. I spoke too soon. I had a resident ask me if I knew anybody, a handyman or handywoman, that can do just minor things around the house, gutter clean out or whatever. And I told him that at one point I did know somebody, but they're probably too old and not doing it themselves at this point. So I did call the village hall. I talked to Lisa, and she did some fishing around for me and found me one name. And I thought that it might be a good idea. I know the owls here and also in the journal. I know every once in a while, I don't know if regularly, like handymen advertise in the owl, but maybe if we, I know we have a list of registered contractors, but contractors themselves, they want to sell you a whole plethora of things. You know, seniors, they just need every once in a while, sometimes their gutters cleaned, and that's it, or whatever. If there's a way we can advertise both in the journal, and I would respectfully request the owl to maybe advertise as, hello, advertise, I don't know what you're doing, advertise, it's very distracting, advertise for people who are handymen slash handywomen, being gender neutral here, to register with the village at no cost, and so we have a listing. So people can call and say, hey, you know, and we have 15, 20 people maybe, I don't know, or maybe only 10 that would do that. And I think that would be a nice fit between the full services of a landscaper and you know, doing it yourself.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Lord.
I think we brought this up a couple of years ago, and I direct this to Mr. Mason. The legalities, if someone off this list did something and then they turn around and want to sue the village because we're giving them this list of, you know.
Well, we give them a list of landscapers, too. I mean, so what, I mean, as
we
long
don't
as
make
these
recommendations.
Right. Here's,
all we do is we provide listed contractors, so if they need a bricklayer or they need concrete work or gutter work or whatever, that's all we do. These are registered contractors that pay their bonds and their insurance.
Don't
and are registered in the village.
Mr. Mayor,
I would say similar to that, all you're doing is making a recommendation. And as the contractors go, they're all registered and they're bonded, so you get a little bit more security. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't protect you no matter what, because people sue for whether they're just like they are.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Mayor? Yeah. Could we please allow Ms. Plato to talk before she has a connection?
Go ahead, Ms. Plato.
County Plato, 7041 Shaner Drive. I have a couple of hints, Brian. Mm-hmm. First of all, the Walton Hills Owl is supported by advertisers. Mm-hmm. And we have, at the moment, three or four handymen, contractors, things like that, who advertise every single month. I'm not saying to use one person or the other, but there's one that came to my mind when you said seniors, and it's called Seniors Helping Other Seniors. Oh. Okay? And this man is running a little business size card ad, so it's very economical. I mean, our ads are very economical to begin with. We are an all volunteers, you know. And so I'm not recommending him, but I would say that everybody who advertises in the OWL, they're not fly-by-night companies.
Right.
They're the guy next door, the guy, one guy lives on Alexander, one guy lives on Sunny Drive. They're people in the neighborhood that I would feel comfortable welcoming into my home to say, could you help me fix this or that? And, of course, the best, and as everybody knows, the best recommendation is word of mouth.
Right.
If I'm happy with the way that somebody, well, actually, when there was a gentleman who I found out later was a resident that was remodeling the community room, the kitchen, because he was doing that, I got his business card and find out that he does live in Walton Hills, and he did our kitchen. But I would have not, you know, I wouldn't, I felt good having him in my home. And secondly, there is a site called Next Door, and I know a few people, I recognize the names, that are on that email.
Okay.
And somebody, I've more than once, will say, I need my refrigerator fixed. Does anybody know somebody? And people answer. And so, like, for the only thing is, I don't know who this lady is you're talking about, but to be honest with you, somebody who's elderly, they don't go on the email. They don't go on. But I know almost every elderly person in this village loves the OWL. They, there's one in particular who sits there and hugs it. Because this is their, this is how they see the outside world. This is how they, sitting in their home and having no contact with somebody every day, they feel the community is around them. So there's ways.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the information.
Any other comments, council members? Can I have a motion for adjournment of tonight's meeting, please?
Look for me,
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any questions or comments, council members? Seeing none. Vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Trofowski?
Yes.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned at 7:32 p.m.
Mr. Mayor?